From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, December 28, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Caitlin Limbo is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Wyndham Mountain Resort and Wyndham Foundation have agreed to fully finance the weekend shuttle that began operating in Wyndham this week. The town will no longer be a party to the contract, Town Supervisor Robert Pelham said, taking taxpayers off the hook for $15,000 of the cost to keep the shuttle running through the 34-day winter season. Under the agreement, the Wyndham Foundation will pay approximately $30,000, and Wyndham Mountain has now agreed to increase its stake from $8,000 to $18,000. Chip Siemens, president and general manager of Wyndham Mountain, said, and I quote, "All costs will be covered by the mountain and the foundation. No costs will come from taxpayers," end quote. The municipal bus service started December the 26th and will end on New Year's Day. It will continue on its weekend schedule through March, except for President's Day week in February. Bus routes have not been finalized, and you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that unemployment rates rose last month across the counties of the Mid-Hudson and Catskill regions, the State Department of Labor reported on December the 27th. The Ulster County jobless rate in November was 4.5%, up from 4.1% in November 2016. The Dutchess County rate increased from 3.9% to 4.3% during the same period. In Greene County, the unemployment rate was 5.4%, up from 4.8% in November 2016, although Columbia County's jobless rate in November 2017 tied for the second lowest rate statewide at 3.6%. That was slightly higher than the 3.5% rate reported in November 2016. Unemployment likewise rose in Delaware, Orange, and Sullivan counties. The highest unemployment rate in the state last month was 9.9% in Hamilton County in the Adirondacks, a full percentage point higher than the county's November 2016 rate. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Brenda J. Lyons is reporting in the Times Union Governor Andrew M. Cuomo issued pardons and commuted sentences on December 27th to 18 immigrants, 39 people who committed nonviolent crimes as teenagers, and two convicted felons. Cuomo said, and I quote, "While the federal government continues to target immigrants and threatens to tear families apart with deportation, these actions take a critical step toward a more just, more fair, and more compassionate New York," end quote. The number of immigrants who received pardons from Cuomo this year was out of the ordinary and comes amid tighter federal scrutiny of immigration violations by the Trump administration. All of the immigrants granted pardons have lived, and I quote, crime-free, end quote, for 10 years or more, according to Cuomo's announcement. You can read that full story in the Times Union. For our final story, Richard Moody is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County 2018 budget was approved by the Board of Supervisors on December 13th, with only Claremont Town Supervisor Ray Statz voting against the measure. Statz, a Democrat, said the county should not raise taxes if the budget is balanced without the increase. The $150 million spending plan includes a 1.82% tax levy increase. Statz said the additional funds raised by taxes next year will go into the county's fund balance, and that is not acceptable. He said, and I quote, "We are not going to use the fund balance, and that is unacceptable," end quote. However, County Controller Ron Campanara said the county's obligation to fund a portion of the Columbia Green Community College $20 million capital project makes use of the fund balance necessary. Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell said no county programs were eliminated and no services cut under the new spending plan. Supervisors will hold their year-end meeting at 3 p.m. on December the 28th at 401 State Street in Hudson. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today, but the temperature high will be 13 degrees, with the wind chill value as low as minus 17. A wind chill advisory remains in effect through the WGXC listening area until 1 p.m. The National Weather Service in Albany warns that under these conditions, frostbite and hypothermia can occur if precautions are not taken. Thursday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around minus 2 degrees and wind chill values as low as minus 11. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, partly sunny with a high near 16 degrees. Wind chill values as low as minus 8 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 2. And on Saturday, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low around 20 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of snow mainly before 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 3. Sunrise this morning was at 7:24 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:29 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, 1/2 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 28th day of December 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.